This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is Shohei Ohtani doing what's best for him and doing his due diligence? Or is he a little bit of a high maintenance right now? You make that decision. 877-881-1053. The KNC Masterpiece is filling in for Sean and RJ today, and we get down to it. Listen, we're not a show that believes that Shohei Ohtani is going to be a Texas Ranger. I would love to sell that for the idea for the Rangers. I would love it. But there are a number of things, a number of factors that I believe are not in the Texas Rangers' favor. But then again, if he's about some money, and then I think that will be something that he's going to say, okay, I can get some money there too. Here's the thing, though. This makes me feel like it's not about money, because his representation group, CAA Baseball, sent out a letter last week. It was on Friday.
Okay.
That asked these questions of the baseball teams. I think it was 30 different teams got this letter. They wanted descriptions of the club's evaluation of Ohtani as a pitcher and a hitter, the player development, medical treatment, and performance philosophies and facilities for major and minor league clubs in spring training, resources to aid Ohtani's assimilation into the city, which the Rangers are good, why the team is an ideal spot for Ohtani. All right, so those are really good. I think that's due diligence.
Yeah.
I think more than anything else, you live on the other side of the world and you're like, I don't know anything about these teams. Maybe he does, but I don't. You probably grew up, watching his teams and his country, and now he can go make big money somewhere else. Yeah, of course you're going to do it. But these are really good questions to know if a team you fit with this team, because the first thing, the club's evaluation of him as a pitcher and hitter. Then he's going to be able to figure out, okay, what's that hitting coach do? What's that pitching coach do? How am I going to fit into that team? Are they going to let me do what I want to do? Because that's an important factor to him. Can he play both things? And nobody in Major League Baseball allows players to do that unless you're in the National League.
Do you just tell him what you think he wants to hear on that front and then get realistic once he's here?
I think you need to be very straightforward and upfront with your approach to a player if you want them to fulfill any type of contract.
Okay, because
I think if you lie to a player and then they get to a place, you're like, I think that player is going to give up immediately once they arrive.
Okay, all right. So I guess that was my question then, because if you don't believe that, and I understand now that you do, but if you didn't believe that, like, wouldn't you clearly just say, oh yeah, no, totally, we need a corner outfielder, we need a middle of the lineup hitter, and we need a pitcher. Come on down, because if that was the case, I feel like the Rangers could make an easy sell for
that. Yeah, that is a really good approach for them, because they can say they need all of those things. We do need all of these things. You are the perfect player to fulfill all of these for us.
Exactly. And if you listen to the fan base for the Rangers, they're convinced that, like, we will get him and he will solve all of our problems.
I don't agree.
Okay, can I just throw out one thing?
Did you feel that way with Yu Darvish?
Yes, but that's because we were awesome then.
I thought, yeah, this was a good team, a really good team that had just added a pitcher that could take him over the top.
Yes.
And we were on the backside of something at that time, and we needed to add more to it, and it never really fulfilled what we were expecting out of that. Yu Darvish was fine, but he wasn't the legendary myth that we were expecting when he was coming over here.
And that's the only thing I will caution fans about Shohei Ohtani, all right? I just want to throw this out there. Now, I know there are plenty of benefits to him, and if you can bring in young talent that's ready to play now, I support that 1,000,000%. For the Texas Rangers, but I just want to prepare you for what you're getting, right? So everyone says this is the Japanese Babe Ruth, all right? Let's catch the fever. Do you know how many times he's been in the Japanese Premier League? I don't think that's actually what they call it. For five.
Soccer.
For five. I love soccer. Roy knows that. For 5 years, do you know how many times he's hit more than 10 home runs? One time has he hit more than 10 home runs.
Hater.
Do you know how many times? Oh, I'm not done. Do you know how many times he's won more than 11 games? One time.
Hater. Wow. Wins aren't indicative of a pitcher's performance capabilities. Don't be a sucker to the wind. Don't be a slave to the wind, Kevin.
Okay.
No, also, fair. Kevin, don't forget, they have a smaller ball in Japan, and it only takes two strikes to get a batter out.
I don't actually know.
Based on the highlights I watched of Yu Darvish years ago.
Okay, I don't think that that is accurate, but I'll use different metrics. Could he be a workhorse? Number of times he started more than 24 games or pitched more than 160 innings, which you definitely need to do both of those to be considered a workhorse. Zero times.
All right.
Now, I know, of course.
He just hasn't worked up to it yet.
Hey, and I also know that's because the Japanese schedule is different and everything like that. But people are acting like Shohei Ohtani would be some sort of panacea for this entire thing. And it's not going to happen. Like, he has power potential, just like we thought Elvis had power potential. Or you know, somebody like that. Like, he showed the flash in 2016. Other than that, never hit more than 10. He's had more than 31 RBIs in a season. 31 RBIs in a season once. One time. So if you're expecting him to roll in here and win 20 games and hit 50 home runs, oh, I got terrible news for you.
But I think if you're adding him to a potent roster,
I definitely concur.
Then you have the freedom to sit back and say, okay, what can he develop and grow into? And
sure,
that's one of the things the Rangers, I think, have done too much of, is say, okay, what can this guy develop and grow into? We're still sitting here looking at Mazzara, trying to figure out what he's going to be. DeShields was like, we had to play DeShields out of necessity. That was a problem. You know, we didn't re-sign Desmond, and you can look at that in any way you want to there.
I'm okay with that.
But, like, so you kind of had to force Delino DeShields in there, and it's fun. Like, I think he's a fun player, but I just, you know, there's a lot. You're still looking at Joey Gallo saying, okay, we kind of see what he can develop into. But that's two guys. And Odor, we're still trying to figure that thing out. So that's three guys. We're still trying to figure it out with Martin Perez. We don't really know what type of catcher Chirinos is in a full season.
Haven't we just seen what Elvis is in the last 2 years?
Yeah, so that's five players right there that you're trying to develop and watch and observe what they can become, when you should have a team that has maybe one to two players in their starting lineup that are developing but are ready to play. This team has one guy, two, that are legitimate starters in Major League Baseball, and they're the left side of your offense or your defense. That's it.
Now, I do want to throw one thing out there, and this is what Roy brought up before the show, is the ultra good news, if you were to get Ohtani, of course, is that he costs nothing for the next 2 to 3 years. Like, he can't really make any money until he's 25, though I'm really fascinated to see how Major League Baseball teams essentially subvert that rule.
So you offer him and then do the side deal?
Yeah, no.
Offer him the whatever it is that you can pay him out of your international pool.
Which supposedly...
And then you say, hey, midway through the season, we're going to extend your contract for this
supposedly
much.
You're not supposed to be able to really do that until he turns 25. How that actually stands...
We've talked to GMs before.
Yeah, I'll be fascinated to see that. But yeah, to Roy's point, I do think it is always good when you can bring in young talent at a cheap price. So I very much support this. It's just, the other part of it is, I don't think it's very likely. Like, and I'm being dead serious here. Outside of the fact that the Rangers can offer him $200,000 more than the next team, whoop-de-doo, why would he come here?
I totally agree. It's fool's gold to even think you got a shot. And here's the thing. If he comes here, what type of mentality of a guy are you getting? If he turns down the opportunity to play on the biggest stage in baseball, under the brightest lights, with a team that just went to the ALCS and has loads of young talent up and coming around it in the New York Yankees.
Right.
For just $200,000 left. If he turns that opportunity down to come to Texas for what we think the only benefit would be in relation to New York is that it's a more laid-back atmosphere and that there's zero expectations. What type of mentality does that say about a guy? If that's what he chooses, when given the opportunity, all we've heard is that he wants to compete against the best in the game, to compete against in Major League Baseball. Well, if he wants to do that, then you got to think the next logical step would be him wanting to play for the most storied franchise in Major League Baseball.
Right.
With an opportunity to win.
Hey, that's why I said lie to him. That's
no.
That's why no. I want it said now. I'm going to go and stake my position
that
right
he
here.
He can play pitcher, that he can play outfield and DH as much
him,
as he wants.
Yes, I will let him play wherever he likes. And we'll just go ahead and go with that. And that's what I'm going to say on the questionnaire that they have sent out. That's the thing I think we need to get back to for just a second, too. He sent out like a questionnaire, like he's filling out a match profile or something like that. And so I will put whatever it takes to convince him to come here. But that's also because the Rangers, and this is a hard fact we have to face, are at a severe deficit when it comes to young players that are ready to play now. Like, if you look at the majority of our top prospects, they're like single A, rookie ball players. That's like the high ceiling guys. All the, not all, but a lot of the guys at double and triple A, you're like, yeah, I mean, we'll see, maybe.
I mean, soon. I'm very interested in some of the questions that he asked. The player development, medical treatment, performance philosophies and facilities. Like, that's a very interesting question because you want to know how the player is going to be treated in their growth. And
sure.
Is your team good at developing players and creating something from... We haven't been able to develop pitchers. The Rangers haven't been able to develop a pitcher in I don't even remember the last time we could.
I mean, CJ?
This is ridiculous.
CJ was, you know, and CJ was one of the... He's an outlier.
And it's been a long time.
You know, in that, I mean, I guess the Danks and the Volquez DVD.
DVD was the closest we came.
Yeah.
We were going to have
anything.
All of the good pitchers.
The medical treatment is a very interesting question. I don't know where their staff ranks amongst Major League Baseball, but we deal with a ton of injuries. The facilities in the major and minor league clubs, that's interesting. But the resources to aid Ohtani's to the city, I think.
We got that.
The Rangers definitely have that right there. They know exactly what to do. They know where he's coming from. You know, they scouted him over there. They did what they did with you, Darvish. They
They'll shelter the hell out of you so you don't have to answer a single question to the media the entire time that you're here. You can pretend like you don't even speak English.
Yeah.
And the Rangers won't bother you about it, so that's good.
Whoa, what are you insinuating?
We all know exactly what I'm insinuating, that you, Darvish, could speak English and the Rangers just held him with kid gloves so he didn't have to answer questions that might be misinterpreted in such a way. All right, big deal. I don't even care about that. The fan texters that are texting in, sales tax is a big difference.
Hasn't been.
Income tax is a big difference.
I wish it was. I wish
players
thought about
that. Not for two freaking years over $200,000. Come the hell on.
And can I speak to that totally outside of this specific instance? All right, we've had this conversation before.
We use that all the time. When has it ever helped us?
You know who it helps? It helps normal people like us.
Yeah.
That's why people text in, okay? And I totally get it. Dude, I'm on board. As a normal human, I think living in Texas kicks ass for a lot of reasons. And one of them is the sales tax or the state tax issue, all right? But in the world of athletics, you get the distinct impression if people don't flat out tell you, none of that matters. What matters is the optics. You're looking at the reality of it.
That's a great point.
Because it's the optics. Because it's who can drop it on the table and say, I got the biggest. Because you can say, I got 5 for $54. And the other guy says, I got 5 for $50. But when you account the lack of a state tax, and really when you consider the income tax, I make $3 million more. No, doesn't matter, because nobody in the media reports it like that. They say, player A got $4 million more than player B. I know that we here like to push it like that, but that's because it matters to normal, regular people who live normal financial life. Athletes don't care at all. I wish they did, Corey. They don't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.